The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus and his disciples went into the region of Judea, where he spent some time with them baptizing. John was also baptizing in Aenon near Salim, because there was an abundance of water there, and people came to be baptized, for John had not yet been imprisoned. Now a dispute arose between the disciples of John and a Jew about ceremonial washings. So they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you testified, here he is baptizing, and everyone is coming to him." John answered and said, "No one can receive anything except what has been given from above. You yourselves can testify that I said that I am not the Christ, but that I was sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The best man who stands and listens for him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made complete. He must increase, I must decrease." The Gospel of the Lord. There is a subtle controversy in the gospel today that you may or may not have noticed. The dilemma revolves around whether Jesus himself was baptizing people. And the Gospel of John, surprisingly, seems to say both, that Jesus was and he wasn't. In today's gospel, we read, Jesus and his disciples went into the region of Judea where he spent some time with them baptizing. That verse leaves little doubt that Jesus himself took water and baptized people, right? And yet, if we skip ahead to John chapter 4, verse 2, we find the opposite in a parenthetical clarification that says, although Jesus himself was not baptizing just his disciples. The controversy can be quickly cleared up by noting that sometimes people act under the authority of someone by using their name, even though that authoritative individual is not personally acting. For example, here at IC, sometimes staff or parishioners will say, "Well, Father John said we're supposed to do that." And when I hear that, I sometimes wonder, did I really say that? So too in the gospel. Jesus is associated with his disciples as if baptizing, although he personally did not pick up and pour the water. His putative proximity to them lends authority to their action. Now, why spend half this homily considering such a small controversy? What difference does it make in the larger scheme of salvation and damnation? It is similar to the medieval conundrum of asking, how many angels can dance on the tip of a needle? The question seems trivial compared to sin and salvation. By the way, the answer about angels is all of them. And yet, probing such questions and controversies can deepen our faith and help us to appreciate God's wisdom and love. In other words, there are no bad questions when it comes to faith. Or better, the only bad question is the one you didn't ask. So the question, did Jesus himself baptize, is a good question for many reasons. Here's another example of a good question. You know, I drive a school bus to Ozark Catholic Academy on Fridays. Yesterday, when we loaded up and pulled out of the OCA parking lot, one bright senior, Genesis Rosales, asked me, "Father John, in our bioethics class, we were discussing organ donation and the definition of death. Can you explain what the church teaches about death and organ donation?" I thought, good thing my mom made some delicious Indian chai latte for the ride home. So I took a big sip and I answered, "Well, there are two definitions of death, the clinical medical one and the ethical spiritual one. The medical definition is that death occurs when the entire brain, including the brain stem, stops functioning irreversibly. All three components are necessary for that definition. And fortunately, the church accepts that medical definition for the purposes of organ donation. But be aware," I continued, "some people push for an earlier moment of death so that they can harvest the organs sooner, which is more effective and the organs are more viable." Then I took another gulp of the chai and went on, "But the better definition of death is the spiritual one, namely, the moment the soul leaves the body. And that is beyond science to detect, because it is a spiritual event. In fact, they taught us in the seminary that if you're called to the hospital to anoint someone and they have already been pronounced dead by the doctor, don't be discouraged. Feel their arm, and if they are still warm, give them the last rites. Why? Because the soul may still be in the body, and they can still benefit from the sacraments." By the way, every OCA student was listening to every word I said. The chai worked. From there, their questions and our discussion ranged from abortions to viability of embryos outside the womb to the principle of double effect to IVF and frozen embryos and to ectopic pregnancies. But my point is, there are no bad questions. The only bad question is the one you didn't ask. So whenever you come across something that makes you pause and ponder, like did Jesus himself baptize, don't just brush it aside as idle curiosity. Look it up in the Catechism of the Catholic Church or read the relevant footnote in the Bible for that passage or ask a priest or someone you feel can shed light on the subject. Every question, controversy, and conundrum is a doorway. Open it and deepen your faith. It will help you appreciate the wisdom and love of God. Praised be Jesus Christ.